Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. And we are back. It's part three of our four-part series in trusting yourself. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now. I don't know if you noticed, if you've felt that way. And really, along with that, do you ever feel like just totally drained energetically, but you don't know why? Or you feel like maybe you feel like you give and you give and you give, and then you wonder what's wrong with you because you feel crappy, like you've been doing all of this, all of these things. And, you know, this episode, we're going to dive into such a fun topic. We're going to talk about distractions. Oh, there's so many things that are under the umbrella of distractions. What could that possibly be? It's unfortunately, it's more common than not, right? That a lot of people are living with this go, 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 this fast, fast pressure, need to do more in less time. We're really conditioned that it's about the quantity and not the quality, which is so not true. It's actually, I heard the statistic that blew my mind. We experience 5,200 times the amount of experiences that our ancestors experienced just 100 years ago. 5,200 more experiences than our ancestors. Did I hear that right? I mean, you know, we have so many things that are working in our favor, technology and, really speeds things up. We have machines that help us to create things faster, but then we're not robots. You know, you can't just flip the switch and like a robot, just increase your speed or increase your responsibility. In some things, most definitely, yes. And your energy, you can increase your frequency and you can really be more present, more powerful. But so much time and energy is wasted on things that are causing stress, things that are not meaningful. That's what we're really diving into in this episode. Is everything on your plate feeding your energy in good ways? Is it meaningful for you? Does it light you up inside? Or are you just feeling like you're running from one thing to the next thing? Or you have big visions, big dreams. You want to serve more people. You want to help more people, right? You feel called. But instead, you're feeling the side effects of your distractions. Like, think about that your distractions could be creating side effects for you. And what are people turning to? Why else are we talking about this? Because what are people turning to? I was watching a show the other morning and a commercial came on and it looked all fun and cute. And it had a little like cartoon kind of character. Forgive me, I don't remember the drug that it was for, but that's what it was for. It was for a medication to make you feel fun and happy and light. And I thought, wow, that's gross. Like, you know, you need this medication, but look, it can be fun, right? And a lot of people on the outside, they look so successful. They got the big house, they got the nice cars, maybe they got, you know, the kids in college, or they're doing all these things. They look from the outside like everything is just going amazing, only to find out that, you know, they're on the verge of divorce, or one of the parents or children has some sort of severe depression, or someone suffering from anxiety, or they just feel like they're stuck in this success trap. So they're doing all of these things. They've created this mountain of responsibility, right? And now they're commit and they feel stuck in it. Well, I've built this life, you know, what else am I going to do? How do I get out of this? How would I even make this change? People would think I was crazy. right? And then there's but on the flip side of that, because that's not really, you can be successful but not fulfilled, right? And then there's people on the other hand who, on the other side, because I have different measurement, right, of success, fulfillment, based on vitality, connection, this sense of happiness, joy, and having that kind of true energy, not one that makes you feel like, I don't get it. You know, I did all the right things and I feel this way. And this comes back to what does this have to do with intuition and living with insight? Because you can say yes to a lot of things because you think and believe, you've been taught that you're supposed to. That's your responsibility, or you know, you just sort of inherit a responsibility in the family, right? There's things like that. Or you become, maybe you just, it's all about accomplishments. That's the way success was tallied, because in our physical world, of course, in our material world, that's how success is tallied. I was talking with a client this morning, and we were talking about in the program that she's in, where she has to answer some questions, and we're looking at her gifts and how gifted she is, because that's really important. You know, a lot of times you don't recognize your own gifts because they're so easy for you to use that you just, they're like, it's not a big deal. But to other people, that's how you help them, right? That's, and, you know, being intuitive, I never looked at it like that. I was just like, oh, doesn't everyone do that? But, you know, everyone has it, but not everybody uses it or knows how to use it or access it. And so this, you know, bringing this up. And so that's what came forward for her. She's like, well, I guess I, you know, I looked at it. I didn't really know how to answer it because I haven't had any real big accomplishments or any big achievements. So we looked at how that was defined for her. Because if your life is filled with things as well that you're not tallying accurately, and, you know, you're not seeing it that way, or you don't think, maybe you don't believe, or you don't see that you're gifted, or that you're uniquely wired to offer your gifts to the world, or you don't understand how incredibly amazing you are, well, then you might say yes to things that you think you should do, or, you know, or you turn down certain opportunities because maybe you don't think that you're good enough yet, or you're not quite there yet. And so you could be missing out on things. So what happens? Well, your plate piles up with all these responsibilities, projects, things you think you should do, or you think you have to do, and you don't know how to get away from them. And you can do that for a while with some of the things. Like, let's say, you know, you're in charge of a carpool temporarily or something, but right, but over time, maybe that just doesn't fit with your schedule. So there's a lot of things that are possibly on your plate right now. So as you're listening to this, assessing for yourself, what are the things that are popping in that you're like, yeah, I actually really don't like that, or I don't even want to be going to that. And there's like distractions come in all different forms. They're not always like go out and do something. It might be something, you know, when you're not listening, when you're not tuning in, you're not honoring your own feelings, or you have some negative beliefs that have set in, well, that can develop into pressure in your body. Pressure over time, if you live with that, inflammation, pain, right? So pain is a big distractor. Also talking with my client who we had to reschedule her last session because she had an awful toothache. And she was like, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't think straight. I was trying to get in as soon as possible. Turns out she needed a root canal, right? But thank goodness they could do it. Pain is a distraction. Now, that's a, even though it was a couple days for her, temporary type of pain. But you know, pressure and inflammation and having that long-term, having that ongoing, yep, that can be very distracting. Right? Anything that you keep in your life that is of discomfort, you don't like it, you don't want to do it, it's not even fun for you, or worse, you despise that you have to do it, you can't stand having to do it. If you keep that type of thing in your life for over a period of time, then other things, it starts to like transfer into other areas, right? You're not happy, you're miserable, and you're bringing it home with you maybe, or it's coming into your relationships. Relationships can be a distraction. If there's any kind of toxic or unhealthy relationship in your life, that's another area for sure. It's really, you know, why talk about distractions? Well, man, it's hard to like tune in to that quiet, sacred space inside if your mind is just chattering away. And our mind is going nonstop all day. You know, 60, 70,000 thoughts every day. Yeah, that's a little distracting. It's kind of noisy inside, you know? So it's about calming the mind, taking a step away. You know, we can talk too, like we're going to do a little quiz and see if distractions, are they running your life? Right. If you're going to, and as you're listening, I'm going to ask you a few things. You can kind of do a little, you can do a mental tally if you want, or you can hit pause and write some of these out. But you want to be noticing what you notice as you're listening to this one. What is popping in for you that feels like it just, because distraction, let's just define it. It's anything that pulls you out of flow. It's anything that pulls you out of flow. So you're sitting at your desk or whatever, right? And you got something you want to work on, you're focused, and then, but your mind keeps going to every other 47,000 things you got to do, right? Or you're trying to just relax, but you can't because you keep thinking about all these projects you have to do or the things that are on your to-do list. Or maybe you said yes to go to an event and you don't want to go to the event. You're like, ugh, why did I say yes to that? I don't even want to go. I don't even like those people. No, I don't know, right? Or I'm going, all right, I'll go. And you think you kind of feel guilty. Maybe that's why you go. So then, well, you say yes, but then it's not guilt that you feel. Now you feel resentful. Ooh, resentment is a big distraction. That one can really eat away at your focus, right? And you know, taking this quiz, I would say nothing's set in stone. This is to create awareness. Because if you create awareness, well, then now you're back in charge. So yes, sometimes life gets really busy and sometimes unexpected things happen. You know, my client with her toothache, well, she wasn't planning on having to go to the dentist. I think she had to go one or two times. But so that, you know, increase, put some extra things on her plate. So things unexpectedly can happen as well, but you don't want to feel like you're buried under your responsibilities all the time. Your body, it's okay to be busy, you know, here and there and have to try to catch up. But we're not created to be robots. I mean, even machinery, you have to shut it down and repair it and maintain it. We just don't. But we need to do that more often, right? A digital detox, stepping away from the chaos, tuning things out, unplugging, those types of things. We need to do that more often, all day long. You are taking in charge. You have your own energy and your own charge, and everything you look at here, see, I mean, can you even tally? Just think about this for a moment. In one day, how many ads do you see? This includes billboards, magazine covers, things on the internet, things on TV, right? How many things do you hear in a day filled with opinions? This could be the radio, a morning radio program or some other time. This could be, again, videos, Facebook. How many things do you see on Facebook? How many things do you see? You know, this includes like Instagram, people promoting their businesses. It's not big corporations doing commercials anymore. Everybody's doing, anyone, entrepreneurs. I mean, think how many ads and promos have been increased since thousands. There's thousands of new entrepreneurs every day. They start a business. So that's increasing. There's just a lot of noise and not of all of it is on your plate, but all of it is creating a frequency. It's influencing a frequency in the world. And then when you have a big event that happens, as it has been in recent weeks with accusations and convictions and all of those things, well, now everybody has opinions about that. brings up everybody's old shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, they need to burn. And then you have all these opinions and everyone's getting this pushy energy because they want to be right and they want to take a stand. And so now this again creates a change in frequency. I was having dinner with a good friend last night and we were catching up and chatting and having a great time. But we were also talking about how now she happens to work in corporate America, and because here I work, it's me and Miss Buttercup. So I work here, right? And so I connect online, but she works in a corporate setting, and she was saying too that, and we were talking about how all of these things that happen, we weren't really joking, but I mean, obviously joking, but that, you know, the world is a very different place. It's very, and I said, yes, it's very charged. Like people, they drive, when things like this blow up in the media, people drive differently. She said, oh, I've noticed people, you know, show up to work differently. And we were saying how people have a shorter fuse, how they just seem agitated. They're annoyed with things. And really, it's all of this frequency going on in the world, which is why, this is a bigger reason why we're talking about this. Of course, I want you to be happy and I want you to feel free and I want you to, you know, trust yourself the most, because seriously, no one knows what's best for you better than you do. But I know that you have a purpose. And I know that you feel called to make a difference. That's why those are the people I attract in my community. That's why I know what I know about you, you see? And I know that if you feel called to make a difference and you want to make an impact and you want to fulfill your purpose, then you can't be distracted, because you won't get there. And you know, and her and I even talked about some of my journey too, in that when there was a time where I was distracted by certain things, I was distracted by beliefs, I was distracted by how I felt. And ultimately, I said, I really came to a point where I realized this isn't working this way. I love to be happy. Like, I love it. And you know why I love it? Because I feel like everything is possible when I'm happy. Think about that. When you have the best day ever, don't you feel like man, everything's possible today. I could do it. And you know what happens when you feel happy and you feel light? You feel a little unstoppable. You're not thinking about fear-based things. You're not hesitating. You're not, you know, feeling scattered all over the place and like a million pieces of you are just floating around and you have no substance and you're not getting anywhere. You don't feel those things. No, when you're happy, when you're in flow, you just do things without thinking about them, which means you're doing them intuitively. You're just taking action. You're taking steps. You're reaching out to people. You're inviting them to work with you. You're going live, or you're posting content, or you're doing something to make a difference for other people. Shoot, I don't know. You know, maybe it's that you just decided you're going to step into your calling and you're going to start your business. It's when we feel happy and we feel light, we feel more possible. We don't feel restricted. We don't feel heavy. When you're distracted, you feel fragmented. And that's not a great energy to live with. It's not fair to you. It's not good for you. It's not good for people around you. And it doesn't help your ideas form and solidify and, you know, give you something to work with, right? So let's get into some of these. Let's chat a little bitty bit about distractions, about specific some things to think about. Let's talk about it, right? You know, do you say things like, I don't know where the time goes. I don't have time. I wish I had more time. Now, I can tell you that I'm in my mission. I work this. I do this every day, okay? And I wish I do. Sometimes I wish I have 48 hours per day, because I love everything that I'm doing and I love having the conversations I'm having and working with clients and, you know, whether it's sharing messages, I love it. But I used to say it like, because when your life is filled with distractions and you're not doing the things that are really meaningful for you, it doesn't feel good. That it will feel like you don't have enough time. Time passes very differently that way, right? Do you notice that you feel frustrated or tense throughout your day? You know, where you got your, you know, that You got your shoulders up like you're wearing them for earrings because you're so tense? Or are you still tired and exhausted even after you sleep all night? Or are you noticing that you're not actually sleeping well at all? Because your mind just keeps racing, 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 racing. Right? When you go to bed at night, is your mind racing about everything that you have to do when you get up in the morning? And when you wake up in the morning, does your mind immediately go into the doing, the things you need to be doing? You know, these are things to just be taken note of, right? If you still feel tired when you get up in the morning, something's working on overdrive, right? Are you doing more for others than you are for yourself? Because overextending yourself, overextending your energy, taking care of everyone plus everything and not taking care of yourself because whatever, you feel guilty, you just don't have time, it's just the way it's always been, you really mean to, or someday you're going to, those things add up in your energy, right? And you're going to feel like there's not enough time because you're taking care of everyone else's things, you're going to feel like you don't have time for your things. Or if you often feel like you just can't, I just can't keep up. It's just so many demands, right? I'm just chasing the clock, man. Like, that's all I'm doing. Are you committed to things that you actually don't like? Like, it's just between you and me now, okay? Are you committed to, like, organizations, networking, groups? You're hanging out with people, certain people maybe, and you just actually don't like it? Like, if you could just do confession right now and no one would know, you'd be like, actually, I really don't like going to that. I really don't like, I think about it and it annoys me. Or I think about it and I'm like, oh, I have to go to that. Distraction. It's a distraction. Because you're there not liking it. Right? When you could be somewhere else or maybe creating something or sharing some of your knowledge, your wisdom, something, or meeting with other people that you actually do click with or connect with. Not every, I'll use that example of networking, not every networking group is a match for everyone just because it's networking. That's very general. Right? You want to hang out with people where you're like, I love this. I freaking love this. Like, I can't imagine being anywhere else right now. You know, where you lose track of time because you're just like, this is amazing, like that. Do you ever feel like you're missing out on something even if you don't know what it is? That means your time and your responsibility, something's not lined up. Like, you wonder, like, oh, I wonder if there's something more for me, or I just feel like I'm supposed to be doing something bigger. I just feel like there's something else. Well, your days aren't empty. So what exactly are you doing and investing your time and energy in that's not giving you the return that this is it? This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I am right where I am meant to be. Like, this is my thing, right? Are you ever noticing that you're stuffing your feelings down? Maybe you kind of feel a little afraid to, like, go there. I don't, well, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I can handle it. It's fine. Do you say that a lot? Are you telling yourself that a lot? Are you telling other people, no, that's fine, that's fine? Because I find that, you know, someone's doing something for good reasons. They are taking care of someone in need, or they're helping with something. And all of a sudden, it's like gremlins. Remember gremlins? You weren't supposed to get them wet. Like, don't feed them and don't get them wet. Because why? Because they multiply. So you say yes to, like, one thing. You're like, okay, all right, I'm going to step in. I can do this. And then, uh-oh. Oh, God. Oh, what? Whoa. Like, it takes over your whole life and all this, and you're in. And you're feeling like, I don't know how to get out of this. Right? So you have feelings about that. But are you being honest with whoever else? And are you being honest with yourself? Or are you telling yourself, it's okay, it's fine, I can just handle it, not that big a deal? But are you noticing that talking yourself into it is taking longer every time? Like, you know, we don't realize how much we say, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, right? And maybe you don't want to go there, because if you actually go there to being honest, shining light on how you really feel, that might involve, you know, me having to have conversations I don't want to have, or it might involve having to tell someone, and I don't want to let them down. Gosh, I don't want to let them down. You know, it's okay if I'm let down, but I don't want to let them down. You know, all of these distractions, there's a consequence. It's not fine. There's a real consequence, because is your health or fitness, are you noticing a difference? Is it suffering because of your busy life? Right? This has everything to do with living with insight, with your intuition, because it creates like a static, distorted, signalish thing, right? Between you and your intuition. And your intuition's just like, oh my God, I just love you. And I just want to give you everything you need. I want to show you the way. And you're like, can't hear you. I am way too distracted. Have you ever been trying to focus on something and someone just, okay, like a good one, like you're trying to do some, this happens to me, you know, I love Eric, but he comes in and I'm trying to write something and I'm in it. I'm so deep in my thoughts and I'm typing, right? And I'm in my thoughts and I'm blah, 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 blah. And then he comes in and he asks me a question and I'm like, so we've kind of worked out a system now where I keep the door, if the door's closed over, because I can't think, talk, and type at the same time. Well, when you focus, tune in, you have too many distractions, you're too busy, too hectic, too crazy during the day. It's just hard to, you know, until you get to the point, because you have to start also weeding out what are the things that you're not having fun with, what are the things that you don't actually want to be doing. And, you know, it feels good, like, to be true to yourself. Because your intuition is trying to work with you, it's trying to protect, it's trying to show you, it's trying to be there. But it's just really, you know, hard. And on another note, you know, your guides, I mean, you're trying to get all this information is trying to be given to you to make life easier, to give you more ease and more, you know, feel at ease more often. But it's hard because there's just chatter and things. And I mean, this is like, it's time to set yourself free. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's time to look at what's not working for you. So just imagine if your days we're filled with things you love and enjoy, you have fun with, you're excited to do them, you hang out with people you love to be around, and they're just awesome, and you have quiet time, right, to invest in yourself and sit with your ideas and look at those things. How do you get there? Is that possible? Yes, it's possible. But how do you get there? You really, I mean, it's fun. I love working with my clients. What do you want? What do you see for your life? What do you want to see? How would it be? What would you feel like? And we do all that, you know, that fun stuff, right? But you can't just pile it on top of whatever's not working for you. So you got, you know, I just list. Come on, are you like me? I'm a list freak. I love my lists. I have notebooks and I have lists. And they help me because it gets all that energy out of my head onto the paper where it becomes now tangible and I can track it. It's hard for me to track a bunch of to-dos, ideas, and everything else in my head smooshed with 60,000 to 70,000 other thoughts for the day. So I like lists. I have pretty pink pads and I have notebooks and right. So I have those. But I also, when I start to feel really clunked up, like I'm cluttered up, I just feel like, ugh, my head is over here, it's over there, it's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whoa, it is time for my don't want list. I just take an inventory and I just go crazy. I start writing. When you do a don't want list, you are basically, you're bringing presence to and identifying things that are not working for you. What is how do you define not working for you? It makes you feel anything but yes. It makes you feel yuck. It makes you feel heavy. It makes you feel sticky. It makes you feel stuck. It makes you like, ugh, feel like that. Okay. It goes on the list. It's not about, oh, I need to assess immediately how I'm going to get rid of it. Just put it on the list. Go through your whole life. Your calendar, your schedule, your car, your home, your relationships, your garage, your office, everything, your kids' rooms, your thoughts. I know right now you're like, holy shit, I think I would freak myself out. I probably need an entire notebook. Maybe you're feeling like that. No, don't worry about that. Just put it on the list. Want to know why? Because sometimes the universe takes care of things on your list, and you can even put things on your list that you're not sure how to change. Those are the things I love to work with my clients on the most, because everything is energy. Your best approach to change anything is with energy. Don't worry about a physical thing in the material world. Everything's energy. Now, some things, yes, you plan, you do this, and you know, you declutter, or you do all these things, right? But really seriously, create a don't want list. This is not working for me. I don't like it. I don't want it anymore. And it goes on the list with an empowering intention that whatever goes on my list, oh, it's going. I might not have, and you don't have to have, all of the answers, all of the hows as to how you're going to get rid of it yet. But know that if it goes on the list, it's leaving. Once you've created the list, now I like to say, just leave it. Just leave it for a bit. Come back to it. What's funny, sometimes you create this list, you'll come back, and some of the things, without even realize that you took care of them already, or somehow they just like disappeared. Or somebody else took care of it. You're like, whoa, this is kind of freaky. Got to do this list more often, right? And some of them, they're going to need a plan. You're going to need a plan. You have to put some time on your calendar. Yes. I like to use a little rule. If it's 2 minutes or less, it's going to take me like two-ish minutes or less. Man, I just do them as I go through. What are those easy peasy little things? Don't start with the biggest one on the list. That'll freak you out. And ugh, yuck. No, this is like, what are the easiest little things that I can, that might be clean off your desk. It might be throw out the junk mail on the counter. I'm talking about go through everything. Like, I literally go through everywhere. If I walk through my house and my eye, now don't take this like, I don't have, this isn't like polished perfect kind of house. I mean, you know, we get cluttered up too sometimes. We have stuff, right? I have right now, I happen to have a craft project. I do crafty things-ish on Sundays sometimes. And I started one on Sunday. I didn't get to finish it. It's still in the spot where I was working on it. So, you know, it looks kind of cluttery, right? I tend to periodically, every couple weeks or so, I kind of rescan my closet and I pull stuff out to go to Goodwill. So there are things, but if I walk through my house and I look at something, I go, ugh, that, if I've been staring at something, you've walked by it a couple times, a little bit more than that, and it needs a home, or it needs to be thrown out, or it needs to be sorted, it goes on my list. And as I'm doing the little bitty things, like I'm in my office right now and I'm looking at, I have a project. I have a chair that I'm repainting the wood gold to use in my office, and it's not done yet. I have to do several, the kind of paint that I'm using, it takes a lot of coats, you know, to do this. So it's not done yet. So I have the supplies over there, and well, that's not going to stay there forever, right? But when you see something, you put it on the list, it's because it makes your energy dip. You got to get rid of the distractions. The easy peasy things, those are like to prime you up, get you pumped. You start working on those little ones, you're like, what else do I got? What else do I got? Because it feels good to know that is gone. When I start going through, sometimes I'll just walk through the house and I'll just do a little tidying up thing. You know, I got stuff laying on my bathroom counter, or there's things in the kitchen, or something on my desk. And so I'll just one thing to the next thing, and it tidy up, and it feels really good, and it gets my energy pumping. Right? Because I don't like that. I know I've looked at that like several times. It's got to go. It bugs me every time. So you're walking by it. So you know it's coming, right? Are you thinking of something in your house or your office right now? Like a spot or an area? It's okay. It's all right if you are. Everybody has something, right? Because it's fun. It's like, it's funny to me. When I do classes, workshops, you know, or I'm doing talks, if I even say the word clutter, because there's plenty of clutter bugs in the world. I just was talking to my publisher today, and I said clutter bugs. She goes, oh, yeah, there's a lot of clutter bugs. We all have something, right? But it's amazing to me how people feel like so ashamed or they feel guilty. And I used to be an organizing coach too. So I would show up and people like, oh, you know, you sure you want to do this? It's really bad. Or I can just tell the people in the audience and they're the ones I'll always pick on. As soon as I say the word clutter, their eyes drop. Like, please don't pick on me. Please don't. No. And now if you're not in the space right now where there is a little clutter, this is an example of a distraction. If I'm talking about, I want you to bring the focus to the area that you have some clutter, especially if you're not even there. And notice how you feel about it. That's a distraction. So even the thought of something that you don't like is a distraction. It doesn't have to be, you're not in the physical space. It's not, it might be a person. Let's say there's someone in your life that you're like, I just really don't like hanging out with them, or I don't like that I have to do business with them. Maybe you have some clients that are not aligned with you and they're very draining. Right? I'm very selective about who I work with because it is not good for client or me, my client or myself, if we're not a match. Okay? So even the thought of something, someone, can be a distraction. So you start with the simple, easy ones, and you get rid of those, and you start to only say yes to things that feel exciting and inviting, as I like to say, and you say no to everything else. If it's not fun, be done. Seriously. If it is not fun, be done. Because it's messing with your energy. It's messing with you trusting yourself, because you're going to just be annoyed more often, more annoyed, just not focused, not tuned in. Your mind is occupied with other stuff. You don't want that. You want to feel enthusiastic and like have this sense of yes for your life. Doing things that light you up inside, spending time with people that you love and enjoy. Again, you know, attracting clients that love you and you love them. It is so, I mean, sometimes it boggles my mind where I'm like, this is really what I do for work. This is really what I do for a living, because it doesn't feel like work. When I show up to a client call, that's amazing for me. And I feel more energized at the end than when I start, you know, like the energy is revving and it's good and we're having this great conversation. If you serve clients and you're not feeling jazzed by the end, you're not feeling like, yeah, this is so great, you want to look at who are you attracting, who are you working with, right? Enthusiasm, happiness, joy, trusting yourself the most. Oh my gosh, all of the above happens so much easier when you're in alignment. Your days are filled with what you love and enjoy. You're doing what you're here to do. You're fulfilling your purpose, right? You're sharing your gifts. You're not too tired. You're not too stressed. You're not too distracted. You're having a good old time in your life. That's when the magic happens. And it's just really hard, you know, that your mind and your ego, it all like it. When you're tired, when you don't feel good, when you're just like, ugh, and just all over the place and just have to take care of all these things that I want to take care of, it's much more challenging to stay positive. It's much more challenging to notice your intuitive hits and your intuitive signals, because you're so wrapped up in your head thinking about what's not working, what you don't like, and feeling stuck with it. You're not stuck with it. Absolutely not stuck with it. You can make the changes. Not all of them are easy, but start with the list. Just start with the assessing. What's not working for me? What's annoying me? What's distracting me? It could be something, I joke about this, but it's true. It could be down to a spot on the rug. And every time you walk by, you're like, oh, I hate that spot. I really got to clean that. That just took your mind off purpose. That's why, you know, for me, during a work day, because I work from home too, some entrepreneurs, they struggle with that. I don't struggle with it. I actually, most time, Eric's like, hey, you know, I put in a lot of hours, but I'm having so much fun. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. So I'll go through the house and I'll just, like I said, do a little tidy up session. Because I like it to feel clear. And it's not, you know, that for some who work at home can be a creative distraction where they're like, oh, I'll just throw in laundry. Oh, I'll just do this. Oh, I'll just do that. And they're not actually doing their work. I don't have that anymore, but I have had it in the past. But I don't, because I know what my mission is. I know what my projects are. And I know what needs to be done, and based on what I want to be doing, right? How can I serve? How can I show up? What else can I share? Like that. So, distractions. Assess, and then start with the simple, easy peasy things on your list and work your way from there. It's a lot more fun. Life is a lot more fun when you're not distracted and you're trusting yourself and you feel energized and you're full of enthusiasm and you feel good and you're at ease and you're relaxed and all that good stuff. And you know what? If you don't know how to get there, hey, that's what I'm here for. Right? But at least to create awareness around what's working for you and what's not. What needs to go. We'll be back with part 4 of our 4-part series on trusting yourself and things that can weasel their way in and interfere with your intuitive signals. But for now, assess. You know what? You don't have to. You're not here to do things you don't want to do. And I don't mean, I know we can't walk away from every responsibility that we have. There are things that we do need to do that, you know, not always what you want to be doing. So I get that. But it's really not supposed to be all the things you don't want to be doing. Okay? So we'll be back with episode with the fourth episode in the 4-part series. Thank you for joining me. Have fun with your don't want list. Have fun getting rid of things that are annoying you and taking away from your focus, pulling you off purpose, taking you out of the flow. Clear it up and you will notice a difference. I mean, that's the coolest thing. When you start taking charge like that, you notice a difference more instantly. Your body, your energy will give you the high five. It will tell you yes, 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 right? And it'll feel really good. And that is most definitely what I want you to feel in your life. Because you are here for great, you have great purpose here. You really do. And I know if you want to make a big impact and you want to do that, you want to make a difference, your energy, and you have to trust yourself the most, your energy needs to be free and clear so that you can step into that calling, you can step into that mission, you can have more fun and attract people and lead with light, right? And not feel bogged down by everything and everyone. No more of that. We'll see you back for another episode, and enjoy your don't want list. I'm here if you need me, and we'll see you back next week. Bye for now.